the Bible uses these words, furious. Like God is extremely angry with people and with their sin throughout Scripture. And this is enough to characterize, you know, part of who God is. And another reason I'm starting with this is because everybody's heard that God is love. And believe me, we are going to get to that attribute because it is an extremely important attribute. But I think that things are too lopsided of only hearing all of the positive attributes and not hearing these other attributes of God, of who God is, that are going to be a little bit more negative. But look, these are extremely important attributes to go in depth on. Again, because of the sheer volume that we could look through scriptures and just see over and over again, how many times are we reading about God being angry, about God being full of wrath, and God being furious? God is so angry with some people. God was so angry with the devil and his angels that he created hell. Let that sink in. You know, hell isn't just some place that pre-existed before God. Hell isn't just, oh, well, what am I going to do? Oh, I'll throw them over into that place. God created hell. God decided that I'm going to make a place called hell, a place of eternal burning and torture and torment, where whoever is in that place is only going to be experiencing pain. They're going to be weeping. They're going to be wailing. And God is going to be witnessing all of that, and he's okay with that. He created that place. So let's get a proper view about who God is. People get offended today just at the mention of hell. How could you do it? I just had someone tell me that if you tell a kid that their grandparent went to hell, that's child abuse. Child abuse. Because you're causing this mental anguish and pain that the thought that their grandparent might be in hell. Well, look, I hate to break it to you, but God's the one who made the place called hell. God's the one who sends people to hell that don't receive the free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. And whether it's someone that you personally have loved a lot or someone you didn't even know, that changes nothing. And you want to tell the person who's trying to tell you the truth, trying to explain reality to you, and say, this is a fact. This is part of who God is. God created hell, and some people are going there. If you're going to try to condemn that person for telling you the truth, I mean, this is just indicative of the day that we live in today, that we know in the last days, perilous time shall come, and we know there's going to be people who are going to be heaping themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they only want to hear good, and they only want to hear positive, and they only want to just have their back scratched and their ears tickled, and they can go home and just not think about anything negative ever. And just stick their head in the sand and pretend like everything's just fine. We live in America, good old US of A. Man, everything's going good. We can do no wrong. Government do no wrong. That's not reality. It's not reality. We need to be able to face these things, and we need to understand who God is. Because when we get a proper understanding of the wrath and the fury of God, that should help bring a whole nother level of respect that you're going to show towards your creator, towards your boss, towards your Lord that made you, that bought you, and you don't want to tick God off.